few weeks ago on Yantif, on Sukkos, I noticed something about Yitzchak Avinu. We talked about it a little bit on Yantif in my Sukkah. My kids might remember. And I was so excited about it that I was counting down the days till Parshas Chayisara when I could talk about it. There's a skill that we need in our lives. And this skill is a skill that I believe that we learned from Yitzchak Avinu. Let me first tell you something about Yitzchak. I said we had an open house this week. Do you guys know that? What?
Yep.
So I said over a small piece of this there, and I'll explain to you why in a few minutes. But let me first tell you something very interesting about Yitzchak Avinu before the skill, and then we'll get to the skill. You want to hear something interesting? My Rosh Hashiva pointed this out to us about 30 years ago. He pointed out the following. He said like this. He said by Avram Avinu, when Avram Avinu traveled from place to place, so it says when he traveled, in Parashas Lech Lecha, it says when he traveled to a new place, so it says, Vayet Sham Aholoi, he set up his tent. Vayiven Sham Mizbeach, he set up a Mizbeach. Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, and he called out in the name of Hashem. So first he built his tent, settled down, and then he went to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he built a Mizbeach, and he davened to Hashem. When Yitzchak Avinu traveled, Yitzchak traveled differently. When Yitzchak traveled, it says that Yitzchak showed up in the new place. Vayiven sham mizbeach vayikra b'shem Hashem vayet sham ahaloi. First he built a mizbeach and he davened to Hashem. Then he put up his tent. So Avram and Yitzchak, the two great, great tzaddikim, Avram and Yitzchak, both of them traveled with their families, with their avodim u'shvachais, with their tzayin u'bakar, and both of them had to daven to Hashem and set up their tent, but they did it in a different order. Avram Avinu first set up his tent and then daven to Hashem. Yitzchak daven to Hashem and then he set up his tent. And he said a very, very, very deep reason for this. Avram's midah, as we know, is the midah of chesed. In terms of midahs, what is it? The emotion. Ava. Right? Chesed / Ava. Yitzchak? Gvura. Yira. There's a major, major difference between Ava and Yira, besides the obvious. But there's a characteristic of Ava and Yira that are very, very different from each other. Think in your mind right now of someone that you love. If you think of someone that you love, you think about that person. Sometimes you spend time with that person. Sometimes you don't spend time with that person. So let's say it's your parents, okay? So sometimes you're with them and sometimes you're in Israel and you're 6,000 miles away from them. Or maybe it's a good friend from home. Sometimes you're with them, sometimes you travel or you're in yeshiva, you're far away from them, okay? Does the love change if you're close or far away? What? The type of love changes, but the level of love doesn't change. If you have someone that you love very much, so when you're with them, the love is, I'm so excited that I'm with them. When you're not with them, the love is, I'm yearning to be with them. So it balances out, but the love is on a high level both ways. Is Yira that way? Not at all. There's no such a thing when it comes to Yira. When you're with the person, you're always going to have more Yira than when you're not with the person. Always. So that means that Avram Avinu's midah of love, when he thought about it, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I love him. Loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be I feel distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I yearn to be with him. I'll give you an example in our lives. Anybody that's really tried to plug into the Zmanim of the year feels this. You're dancing on Simchas Torah with a Sefer Torah. So intimate, right? So close to Hashem. After days of Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and finally you're dancing with the Sefer Torah in your hands, hugging it close to you. Tremendous love, right? A few months earlier, it's Tisha B'Av, you're sitting on the floor yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's both Avas Hashem. Just one is the Ava of Hashem, I love the closeness to you. And one is the Ava of Hashem, I wish I was close to you. But the Ava is the same. But when you're standing Lifnei Hashem, or you're further from Hashem, you're always going to have more Yira when you're in front of Hashem. And therefore, in order for Yitzchak Avinu to excel in his midah, he can never step away from being in front of Hashem. He's always in middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so to speak, in his mind. He's always Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Yitzchak Avinu never leaves Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak Avinu, according to Chazal, after the Akedah, he stayed there. You know that? Chazal say he stayed there by Anhara Maria, learning Torah. Avram went home. Because Yitzchak lives in front of Hashem, because the minute he takes three steps back, there's less Yira, so to speak. Avram Avinu could have the in and out, the up and down, because there's different kinds of love. There's the love of close, the love of far. So that's why by Avram Avinu, when he's traveling, he's less in front of Hashem. He comes and he loves Hashem in the sense of yearning for him. He comes to a new place, he builds his tent, he focuses, he builds a mizbeach, he prepares himself, and now he's in front of Hashem, and now the Ava turns, and it goes from the love of yearning for Hashem to the love of being with Hashem. Yitzchak Avinu never leaves Hashem. So Yitzchak Avinu shows up in the new place, he doesn't need to take any time. He shows up, he davens to Hashem, he's already in middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He shows up, Vayivin Sham Mizbeach, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Then Vayeit Sham Ahaleh, then he builds his tent. He doesn't need Hachana. He doesn't need preparation because he's always standing in front of Hashem. What I am taking from this, I heard this 30 years ago from my Rosh Hashiva. What I am taking from it is the fact that Yitzchak's place is that he's always, always in front of Hashem. Yira is very similar to which word? To be Roya. To see, because Yira means I see you. Hashem, we don't see, of course, but we envision. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. Yira is, it's right here and now. Yitzchak Avinu places himself in front of Hashem as much as he can. Okay. I just set a stage. Now I'm going to get onto the stage, okay? I just set the stage. I just set the table. Now I'm going to tell you about a pasuk that is so irritating that it's like when you're starving and you eat too fast and then you have that huge mountain sitting in your stomach and it's just not sitting well. That's what this pasuk sounds like before you understand it. Okay? And I'm going to explain to you what I mean. The pasuk says in the end of Parshas Chayesara, right before Yitzchak sees Rivka for the first time, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. Yitzchak goes out Lasuach Basada, to be suach in the field. What does Lasuach mean? There are two definitions of Lasuach. Does anybody know two translations?
Suggest.
What?
Suggest.
One is to shmooze.
To pray.
No, that's a drush. We'll get to that. I will get to that. But the word lasuach means to shmooze. The other pshat of lasuach is that it means, that it comes from the word siach, which means a tree. It means to tree. Could mean to sprout because it means tree. Because a siach is a tree. Okay? Lasuach means to tree. How do you tree? So the Rishayim say that you means that he strolled among the trees. He went for a walk. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, according to several Rishayim in the Mikrois Gedolos. Look around. They have an Ezra, Chizkuni, Rosh, whatever. The Rishayim say Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada means he went for a stroll. Have you ever gone for a stroll, for a walk? He went for a walk. The other pshat in Lasuach that Nima said means to shmooze. Sicha is a certain type of talking. Right? There are many kinds of talking, right? What are the other types? There's Amira, Dibur, Sipur, Haggadah. There's a lot of types of talking. Sicha is like very spilling out kind of talking. Sichas chulin. Shmoozing. There's even a pasuk that talks about lishpoich sichai. The siach spills out. Dibur, speaking, doesn't spill out. Shmoozing spills out. Right? It's shmoozing. Says the Ramban, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, Yitzchak went to shmooze with his friends. First of all, right away when I'm reading I'm going to get to the davening. But right away when I'm reading the pasuk shad and the pasuk, I'm starting already to get a stomachache. This is Yitzchak? Didn't I just finish telling you that Yitzchak always was in front of Hashem? That's the mile of Yitzchak. What's Vayetze Yitzchak that the pasuk has to tell me? I'm not saying whether he's allowed to choose with his friends or not. But the pasuk is reporting to us about Yitzchak that he went for a walk among the trees or he went to shmooze with his friends. That's Yitzchak? Does that define Yitzchak to us? If anything, that does not define Yitzchak. But then the plot thickens, and this is where their stomachache really starts. Okay? Because the Medrash says, and the Gemara says, that Vayetze Yitzchak Losuach Basad is that Yitzchak Tikein Tfilas Mincha. And Sicha is also a word that refers to a certain kind of tefillah. Yitzchak Davin Mincha. And this is when we got really, really, really confused. We sat in the sukkah, I don't know if you remember, like in two sukkahs actually, just schmoozing about this, very confusing. Okay, look. A lot of times there's different pshatim in a pasuk, right? You have the pshat, remez, drush, soid. I'm good with that. But over here, the pshat and the drush, they're not different pshatim. They're opposite pshatim. How do you have a pasuk that pashup shat means that he went for a random walk to shmooze with his friends? And the deeper pshat is that he davened to Hashem. Like, how do I reconcile the two pshatim? These two pshatim are living in the same pasuk, like two roommates that don't get along. These two pshatim are living on the same pasuk. One of them, that Yitzchak went out to shmooze, or to walk among the trees. That's a decidedly not lefnei Hashem thing. Not that it's an aveira, but it's not an ilah, you know what I mean? And the deeper pshat is that Yitzchak davened to Hashem. Could you imagine what it was like when Yitzchak davened to Hashem? So I was very disturbed about this. I spent time looking into it. And I discovered something that I'm very excited to share with you. I'm going to ease everyone's stomach aches. Like many things in Torah, the question is itself goes a long way to getting us to the answer. Yitzchak Avinu teaches us to stand in front of Hashem. Can we always be in front of Hashem? We can't. Could we? We were just daven Ma'ariv. We took three steps forward, we stood in front of Hashem. Can I do that my whole life? No. I have to eat. I have to have friends. I have to have a job. I have to take care of things. I have to mow the lawn and do some shopping and get gas. I'm not always living in front of Hashem. But Yitzchak's job is to teach us to always stand in front of Hashem. So what does Yitzchak do? Listen carefully to the pasuk. Vayetze Yitzchak. Yitzchak went out. Yitzchak left the Beis Medrash. He left the Kodesh HaKodashim. He left Hara Moriah. Vayetze Yitzchak. What did he leave to do? He left to shmooze Davin. What does that mean? You know what that means? That means that Yitzchak taught us that we can be anywhere and we could be doing anything provided it's mutter. And we could be in front of Hashem. That we have the ability, Yitzchak infused into us the ability to, on the outside, I'm schmoozing with my friends and in my heart, I'm standing in front of Hashem. That's powerful. And that's a skill. That's what I started off talking about, a skill. That's a skill that we need to function in this world. Because if every time we go out and we have to function among non-Jews, or we have to function among different kinds of people that aren't as close to Torah as we have the benefit of being, or if we, when we're out there, you know, there are guys on business, okay? I know people like this, that they have, like, they own buildings in different places. They literally travel to places in this country. You know people like this? That there is, that people do not even know what a Jew is, okay? What keeps them loyal to Hashem? Only one thing. That they could be talking by a meeting with 15 Goyim, and they're Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, and they don't take something that they shouldn't eat. And they don't say something that they shouldn't say. That's the power of Vayetze Yitzchak Losuach Basada. He's going out. And he's going out and he doesn't really leave. He's going out and internally he's still standing in front of Hashem. It's an amazing thing. My wife has had this experience a number of times, and I know some other women in Waterbury. It's not just Waterbury, I just happen to be a Rav there, so they talk to me there, that I experienced the same thing. Okay, I think that women have a little bit of an easier time. They're a little bit stronger in certain ways than we are. But it's something that we could also be nischazik, and guys can have the same experience. So my wife walks into a school. She has all non-Jewish colleagues, kemat. Okay, so they're mostly women because it's like speech therapists and all kinds of therapists. So it's mostly women, so which makes it a little more comfortable for her. But all types. All types. Some of you will be in Waterbury for Shabbos. As you know, Waterbury has all types, okay? And those, and a good range of different types of people are working in the public school system. And they talk about the things that non-Jewish women talk about. And they use the type of language that non-Jewish women of all types use. And my wife does not talk about those things. And my wife doesn't use that language. But here's what happened. When you get a job and you're in the public school system and you're sitting by lunch and everyone's talking and they're doing their thing, so my wife doesn't get up and say, I want to chazik everybody to talk properly. She doesn't do that. She sits in the corner and she eats her lunch. What do you think she does? And yet, what happened over time was that they would start talking about something that's maybe not appropriate, or someone would let a word drop out of their mouth that maybe is not the most appropriate word, and they would say, my wife's name is Esti, and they would say, oh, we shouldn't have said that, Esti's here. My wife is like, I never told you what to say. What's the pshat? The pshat is, and a lot of guys, you know, have seen that type of thing, is that when you live a certain way and have Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, you're not going to do the wrong thing, it somehow emanates from you and it affects the people around you. Don't feel bad if sometimes it doesn't. Some people are so dense that it doesn't. You know, that is possible. But in general, there's such a concept, it's an unbelievable thing, that someone could sit and just by the virtue of their own commitment to themselves of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, it somehow gives the feeling to the people around them to lift themselves up. That's the power that Yitzchak taught us. I think it's something for us, you know, when so getting back to the open house, just to give you a mashal, so I'm speaking to prospective Talmidim and their parents, and I'm, you know, my first time doing it, you know, under Rav Shmulevitz's watchful eye, teaching me the ropes and showing me what to do, and I speak about the yeshiva a little bit, and then I say, so what makes us happy to see in a Talmud when he finishes the yeshiva? Like, what do we call success? A guy finished, he graduated, he moved on. What makes the yeshiva say, oh, we were successful with that bachar? I said, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. If we could leave here having learned how to take what we do in the Beis Medrash and to live that way, no matter where we go and who we speak to, that we stay in front of Hashem, even when we're out there, we're able to balance the different parts of our lives so that it's one picture of Avodas Hashem. I ended my speech by saying, then we consider it a job well done. And that, I think, is the chizuk. I've been thinking about this all week. I've been excited. I told you, I've really been waiting since Sukkot to talk about this. But I really think that there's a message here by Yetze Yitzchak. Yitzchak went out. He was on a journey. He's going to teach Klal Yisrael how to stand in front of Hashem when you're out in the fields. By Yetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basoda means to shmooze and to daven mincha. Because by Yitzchak, it's not a stira. By Yitzchak, he could be standing in front of Hashem even when he's out there. Yashikayach, guys. Let's sing another name.